Hello, hello. Welcome to Let's Chat with me, Ginger. Thank you for joining me. Today I'm going to read you some horror stories, okay? If you're not a fan of horror, you might be okay with these ones, okay? If you are a fan of horror, I'm sorry, because these are not good horror stories, okay? So, thank you for joining us today while we do a Let's Chat. Let's Chat is where I talk about IRL things and give you guys updates and kind of a little bonus audio content just for Patreon people. I am not great at them, I think, and I'm trying to get better, so we'll see how that goes. But today, let's see. So we're gonna read some 2-sentence horror stories. And I'm sure you've seen these. I think there was a TV show even about like some of these concepts, but I am I'm on Reddit and I'm looking at 2-sentence horror stories, and some of these are okay. They have some rules for 2-sentence horror stories, and one, I'm just going to go through them. You have to attempt to tell a story. It has to be 2 sentences or less. Interesting. It has to be intended to be horrifying, and it cannot be a meme or joke. It has to be original. It can't be political. It can't be an overused trope. Like, I know there's one where it's like, and then the creature looked at me. Like, that's kind of a joke. I think they banned the word creature on here. Like, you can't say, like, because people kept writing 1-2-sentence horror stories that were things like, I was driving down the road and then I saw the creature. And they actually banned the word creature because of that. Because it's kind of a cop-out. Like, you're not actually saying anything. You're just using the word creature as a placeholder. What else? No. And then that's basically all the rules. So I'm gonna read through these. And then maybe I'll give like a little comment after each of them. So the first one, which I'm not gonna read the name of the person who wrote this. Maybe I should. Okay, this is user DD Mega Doodoo. I couldn't understand why my husband's hand was so shaky while serving me another glass, but his eyes only widened when I drank the glass full of bleach again, then asked for more. Okay, that's fine. This is Riddlemaker. I was hurt when I found out that my husband, a lifelong conservative Christian, had Grindr on his phone. I was horrified when I found out that all of his matches were missing persons. That's actually pretty good. I like that one. Because it has a twist, and I think horror has to have a twist, you know? And that's really what these 2-sentence horror stories do, is they set up a premise, and then they introduce like a twist or kind of flip it on its head. And that's, to me, is like the difference between like, that's what horror stories are about. It's about the, you know, at the last minute, ooh, there's the thing, like there's the dread. I feel like that's the difference between like a thriller. Like, a thriller is exciting or tense, like, throughout. And horror can be tense throughout. But, like, horror for me is, like, there's, like, a twist, you know, or something wrong. Let's go another one. This is by Riddlemaker. Again, Oh, okay. I was gutted when my wife told me she was having an affair. We were in the kitchen, and they wanted the life insurance. Okay, so like similar to the previous one. And I feel like it's kind of obvious, like, that's the same person. So it's like a normal thing, and then, uh-oh, here's like the murder. I like the first one better, though. This is by Baked Bean Bonanza. Congratulations, you're going to be a mom, smiled the sonographer. The alien fetus they implanted inside you will emerge fully grown from the nearest orifice in 3 months, Steven. Okay, that one got me. It's the addition of the name Steven at the end. I'm trying to keep this cozy. That's why there's rain, you know? So I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm trying to be cozy, and that one got me. Okay. Next one is Erica 37. And these are not in any specific order. These are just in, I think, like, recent. Okay. This says, knock twice, unlock the door, touch the floor, lock the door, knock twice, unlock the door, lock the door, oh God, no. The fire inched closer and closer, as if aware of the tragic irony. I think that's a horror story about a person with possibly, like, obsessive compulsive disorder burning up in a fire, and that is awful. Sorry. I have that really bad, like, gallows humor thing where I laugh a lot at, like, things that are not funny. Like, don't take me to a funeral. Like, ever. Oh, no. Oh, God. Okay, I'm not reading that one. That one is a paragraph. I'm not really a patient. I'm an undercover reporter, she confessed. That's okay. We're not the real staff either, the asylum nurse answered with a big smile. I'm just gonna screenshot that one and put that in my idea folder. I have like a story idea folder, so anytime I see anything, I'm like, ooh, that could be an audio, you know, or a story. I awoke in a bathtub filled with ice, a note taped to my chest that read, call 911. One of your kidneys has been removed. This is the second time this has happened to me. It's funny. I put my arms out and asked, Mommy, give me a hug. Sobbing hysterically, the bound woman shook her head and screamed, take off my daughter's face, you monster. That's stupid. Okay. My AirPods randomly connected to another phone on the bus, and suddenly I was listening to a woman sobbing, her voice muffled as a man sweetly reassured her that if intestines could stretch up to 20 feet, then surely she could take a little more. My breath caught in my throat. As I glanced around the bus, and that's when I saw him, grinning, holding up his phone, and mouthing the final words of the recording in perfect sync. Okay. I think it's intended to be, like, I'm gonna kill you, you know? But it sounds like he's just, like, all up in them guts, you know? Like, he's, like, I don't like it, because she's sobbing, too. Let's skip. Let's see. This one has, like, a spoiler tag, so I don't know what that's about. But it says, at first I was relieved when my wife ushered my doppelganger and I into separate rooms to determine who was the real me. Until I heard the door lock from the outside, and along with fake laughter, her emotionless voice whispering to me, I know you're the real one. Okay. You don't need makeup, my boyfriend smiled innocently. You're beautiful enough as it is. Then he shuffled along the dimly lit corridor, and I felt a pang of jealousy as he parroted the same hushed lines to the girl in the next cell. I kind of... Okay, this one has very few, like... I don't know what it's called on Reddit. Upvotes? Little uppies? I kind of like that one. That's kind of good. Okay. My daughter was born with blue eyes, a wide smile, and the prettiest head of straw-colored hair. If only she'd been a brunette, I might have seen her in time to turn the combine. Okay, a combine is a, like, piece of farming equipment that I think chops things up. That's fucked up. Do we need his consent? Asked the woman. If both of your sons are minors and you want to transfer some of one's lifespan to the other, then we can do it with parental consent, the man replied. Yeah, okay. I think that's, like, kind of mimicking a real-life situation that isn't very common, but there was, like, a book about it where, like, there was, like, a kid who was born with, like, a problem, like a medical problem where they needed, like, a donor to donate some body part of some kind. And I think there was, like, another kid that was born and was, like, raised to donate that thing to that other kid. And I don't know anything about it other than that, what I just told you. So it could be that it could be, like, oh, we need some, like, bone marrow or, like, something. Or it could be, like, oh, we need your heart. I don't know. It could be both. I don't know. Okay, here's another one. The devil gave me a challenge. I just had to count up to a certain number out loud to free my wife from hell, and I could even choose between a few options. There was 1,003,018,659,222, and even... Oh, I'm stupid. This... Sorry, this is written by somebody where they use... periods instead of decimals and numbers, so I'm gonna read that again. The devil gave me a challenge. I just had to count up to a certain number out loud to free my wife from hell, and I could even choose between a few options. There was 1,003,018,659,222, and even 10,000, but I chose the lowest there was, 52. I don't actually get that one. Is that like a... I'm gonna click it and see. Is this like a reference? Is somebody good at math that can help me with this one? 52 cards in a deck. 52 weeks in a year. I don't get this. Yeah, I don't get that one. I'm going to skip that one. I don't get it. I don't get it. If you get it, please leave a comment and tell me. 1,003,008,659,222, 10,052. What do those have to do with each other? I don't know. Oh, okay. Here's another one. We're sorry, but with your promotion to junior vice president, your current spouse and child no longer fit the criteria we envision for our successful upper management. Luckily, following company protocol, we have already taken the liberty of liquidating your old family and have installed our new pre-approved VIP diamond rank spouse and offspring package in your home. That's kind of fun. That's kind of a fun scenario. Not the, like, wife and child being liquidated, but it is kind of a fun concept, I guess. Like, I could see that being an audio. Like, oh, welcome to hell. Here's your approved. I guess that's just an arranged marriage. I don't know. It's kind of a common trope, you know, like forced proximity or like arranged marriage kind of thing. Let's see. It's really no trouble at all for you to stay. The sofa folds out into a bed. Oh, darling, we can call off the search for your mother. Because she's in the couch. Oh, no. Oh, God. Here, you need this more than I do, I say as I offer my jacket to the homeless man. Hopefully my scent on him will distract the police dogs long enough for me to escape. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. My daughter died today on her birthday after a long and dragged out battle which devastated my wife and me. I just hope that she has a boy next time so I don't have to go through another argument about whether we should keep her or not. Okay, I don't like that one. That's like a real thing. What is it called? Infanticide? Where people, get babies killed, you know? That happens in places where, male, offspring are valued more than female, and that sucks. That's not a horror story. I yanked on the soda can's pull tab hard, making sure to keep it steady on my thumbnail. A surge of dread shot through me as I heard a wet crack, and I realized that it wasn't the can that I opened. Ugh, gross. Sorry about that one. That's not very cozy. I was a devout Catholic that followed the Bible and never even committed the mildest of sins until I had a near-death experience. I just couldn't handle spending an eternity up there alone, so I changed sides and started praying to the other guy. Stupid. Oh, I've been forgetting to read the usernames, I'm sorry. This one... Okay, this one is by a suspended account, and I'm just going to tell you part of the name because I don't know why they were suspended. Maybe they said something gross, but the username is Hentai Ubu. Ubu. I was hiking in the forest, and I had this feeling of being stalked for hours. I took a sigh of relief when I found out it was just a mountain lion. No, that's dumb. You deserve to be suspended. When I asked my mirror where my love for my crush will lead, it said my heart will be burned with regret. The next day when I drove to her office to confess, the last thing I remember was an explosion, incredible combustion, and the plane that flew in the building that carried 100 and... Oh my God, it's 9/11. That's no. No time to... No. He watched me. It could have just been a normal... It could have been like, oh, I shouldn't have chosen the fire escape to confess to her. or something. I don't know. You could have done, like, just a normal building burn down. I don't know. He watched me, or, like, you know what it could be? It could be like, oh, it's so weird that he said that because I brought cans of gas and said, if she said no, I was going to burn down the office or something. I don't know. He watched me with pure excitement, his eyes gleaming as I devoured the cake piece by piece. Oh, honey, I said, smiling. I'm not actually allergic to peanuts. It's kind of cool. I like that one. A lot of these are like, oh, and then, I don't know. I guess murder is like such a common thing in horror. My son screamed, pointing at the baby monitor, saying, "That's not my sister." I laughed it off until I looked at the screen and saw my newborn staring directly into the camera, grinning. Meh, that's fine. That's okay. As you promised to be nice, when the lady comes this afternoon, you can have a piece of brownie, I told Aaron. He will be much less likely to let any details slip out in front of the social worker if he's sedated. That's it. That's a good one, but that's sad. I accidentally awoke in the ancient being who sucks you away from your keyboard if you say his name. Now I'm worried, foolishly saying his name, Garrett, that he's go... And then it ends there. That's dumb. My best friend got herself hospitalized, and the doctor gave me a call saying she was coding. I recall her liking computer science a lot, though, so it's good that nothing's getting in the way of her passion. Okay, I kind of like the ones where, like, the writer is dumb. Like, that's funny. Only one thing disturbed me more than the spirit board telling me that my wife was cheating on me. The fact that the spirits identified themselves in order as all of her exes I'd never met. Oh, I like that one because she's moving on to somebody new. And that's really good. That's good. Because it's like, I know you get it, but, like, I'm going to explain it anyways. So, it's like all of the ghosts of the people that she killed contacted this person to, like, warn them that she's moved on and you're next. I love that. That's good. I should have ripped you out of my womb before you were born. You were my greatest shame, she griped from her bed at home, coming in and out of consciousness. Inserting the needle into the drip bag, the potassium chloride slowly made its way into the IV line, the daughter mumbling, "You gave me no reasons to love you, and way too many to hate you."
That's fine. I feel like that one is, like, just too much detail. Like just too much.
I feel like that's somebody who came up with the line, "I should have ripped you from my womb before you were born. You were my greatest shame." Like, I feel, and then they were like, "Oh, let's write something around that." And I feel like you could have just said something like, "I watched her blinking on, you know, my mother glared at me, you know," or something. I don't know. It's just so much more simpler. I thought seeing the child's handprint through the pregnant belly was a hoax, said the man with surprise when his wife showed him the outline of a hand. His surprise turned to horror when another fully grown handprint appeared on his wife's belly beside the child's handprint. Sorry, fuck that one. Oh my god. That one was an ad, and not that one that I read. The next one that I almost read is an ad for overpaying on your car insurance, and I almost read that out loud. This one is, when we got married, Lila and I made a promise that we would never keep any secret from each other. But 10 years with her made me decide against telling her about the oddly shaped mole on her back that keeps getting bigger. Oh, I don't like that one. That one's mean. You have to tell her. Oh, gosh. Hold on. My cat's eating food. I'm going to step away for a minute so I can scoot him. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Thanks for waiting. Let's see. I'm going to do a few more. I dropped my pink jewelry box when I was 9, and the ballerina inside shattered. 10 years later, she's watching me at my cousin's wedding as she gracefully spins down the aisle, dropping flowers. I don't get that one. I don't get that one. If you get that one, tell me. You are one cold, calculating bitch. He slurred down the phone as he drove home late from the bar. Assuming he drank 7 large drinks, as was his average, she knew he was 99.7% likely to drunk dial her and 83.4% likely to cross paths with the 2303 train, provided she could keep him distracted until the level crossing. I guess she is a cold, calculating bitch. As I walk down the street, my only light, the street lights overhead, I see a man and a woman walking hand in hand towards me. It's only after they pass me and the smell of rot fills my nostrils that I realize how remarkably stiff the man was. Okay. Interesting. We can finally stop worrying about climate change, thank God. Sometimes I do wonder, though, should we have let something else be the last species? Okay, I get that one. My son has been struggling to pay my medical bills ever since I became a sick old man. I look in the mirror with a sad smile as I check out my new Do Not Resuscitate tattoo. Oh... It's the son. Okay, the son is struggling to pay the bills, and the old man. Okay, that's just tragic. Let's see. Sorry, I thought I didn't hit record, so I was checking, and I panicked a little. I must have slept wrong, waking with a terrible kink in my neck. It was time to get up, but I couldn't reach my seatbelt. That was good. I like that one. When the man reached home, his family, who hadn't slept for days, asked him if he got paid today or not. After my shift, they credited 12 hours of sleep into my account, and I'll transfer a few hours to each of your accounts, he replied. Well, that sucks. That's a terrible situation to be in. He died right after mentioning his tea tastes like arse. Apparently arse is short for arsenic. That's a good one. Okay. Living next door to a family of space-obsessed scientists, I wasn't all that surprised when holes started appearing in my clothes as they hung on the washing line. The collider is malfunctioning, I heard the father scream briefly before an explosion of high-speed miniature black holes. God damn it. Holes tore through him like Swiss cheese. I misread that one. Today's the first day Dad has been cheerful since Mom went to heaven, and he's skipping work to take me to the zoo. Once he'd strapped us in and started the car, I began to doze off, dreaming of tigers and giraffes before he'd even gotten out to open the garage door. He committed a murder. Wow. I tried to hide my regeneration powers as long as possible, but I'll never forget the smile on my stepdad's face when he realized he didn't have to think about how visible the bruises would be anymore. Oh, that made me sad. That's a sad one. I hate that one. Before the oxygen supply runs out, I have one last message to send to the world. I know I've outlived my usefulness to the corporation, but would any of my former colleagues care to donate a few extra minutes of air? Oh, that also is sad. I promise you, my brother had nothing to do with my father's murder, my little brother shouted. Now do it with more emotion and some tears, and the officers will surely believe you. Oh, okay. The best part after I tortured my ex-wife wasn't the sweet revenge I felt afterwards. It was when I used her cries of pain in my greatest song, which managed to reach 1 million favorites, hiding my crime in plain sight. That's stupid. Is that based on something? That's silly. Okay, I'm gonna go to the top. I'm gonna go back to the top. And I'm gonna look at... I think I can sort. Can I sort? Oh my god, I was sorting by best? No, I'm gonna look for... that can't be best. Sort by... top. What? Top of all time. Yes. All my life, my parents have told me not to open the basement door. But I got curious and disobeyed them. What is that glowing ball in the sky and why does it hurt my eyes? That's fun. Because you think he's like going into the basement, but they're going out. When the kidnapper made me guess where he kept my daughter, I went for the basement and he said correct, allowing me to see her. But when I found her severed head in there, I learned that every other choice would have been correct as well. Oh, okay. Whenever I consider killing myself to escape my parents' abuse, I just recite my mantra, "You don't deserve to die." Ironically, okay, no, I'm not reading that one. That's awful. I'm not reading that. She said last time, we're stuck in a time loop, which really pisses me off because that's what... Oh, I get it. It's a loop. That's what she said last time, we're stuck in a time loop. That's clever. I framed the first letter I got as a police officer from a woman thanking me after I'd supported her through her daughter's suicide. I passed it in my hallway every day for nearly 8 years before realizing the handwriting was the same as on the suicide note. Oh, wow. Okay. Now be careful. That line of rock salt is the only thing keeping them out, the man said, welcoming me, my group into his refuge. Sea salt, I clarified. Sea salt keeps us out. Okay. I was born blind, but was lucky enough to have a loving mother who took care of my every need. Imagine the betrayal I felt when a stitch slipped and a ray of light hit my eye for the first time. Ooh, that's gross. Also, I feel like if you stitch someone's eyelids closed, like eventually, wouldn't it just like fuse together? I don't know. Sorry, that was also gross. That one's intense. Please. Please take me instead, I screamed, grabbing at the two men who took my child. Sorry, ma'am, children only, they said, as they continued to load up the last lifeboat on the ship. Tinder is completely useless, and I don't have a single match. If I don't find another way to start a campfire tonight, I will freeze to death. I wonder if I can. I can't sort by like the worst one. That would be funny if I could. Oh my god. Okay. I can't sort by worst one, but I think I'm done. Some of these are so dumb. Okay. That's it for this. Let's chat. I know it wasn't so much chatting as reading, but I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you'll come back for the next one. And thank you for being a part of the Patreon. I really appreciate you and everything that you do. You are incredibly important and cool, and you're very pretty, and lots of people like you.
Sorry, that started out really sincere.
And you're special, and I love you, and you're great. Yep. So, have a good day. Happy Monday. Sorry, it's a Monday. I kind of took last week off, just delayed an audio. So, you're gonna see an audio hit. You're gonna see this audio and probably a second audio today, and then possibly a spicy, like a not safe for work mic test kind of audio for Wednesday. Okay? Sound good? You happy? Good. Even if you're not, just be happy, okay? That's the best I can do. This is the best I can do. Yeah, take care. Lots of love. Stay safe. Bye. Bye.